Right now, so very excitingly on the programme, I'm going to have a go at making an artist's book.
Mm-hmm,
right now, Simon, guide me through this because there are sharp things in the studio and usually I'm not allowed. But we do have two adults, so that's good.
Okay. Okay.
They are both art teachers.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm in trouble now. Right, so I've got a green cutting board and a bit of paper.
Okay.
You can probably hear that at home.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a very simple leaflet book out of just one sheet of A3 of paper. And what you're going to eventually get is an 8-page leaflet,
right?
Such as the one I'm holding here, showed you, James.
So, that looks very nice.
And all it is really a series of folds and cuts in the right place to achieve the overall end product.
We should say we'll try and put pictures of these on our blog, which
is
towardsthepoint.blogspot.com.
Cool. So first of all, you've got your A3 page.
Yep.
What I need you to do is I need you to first of all fold it in half.
I've done that, yep. Cool. Like a big greetings card.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And then in half again.
In half again, right, okay, you can do that.
Okay.
You're listening to Folding on Express FM, a new variant of programme, perhaps.
Okay.
Have I folded it in the right way or that way?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, okay.
Now, what you can do when you're folding it is you can just use your finger to smooth it down, which gives an okay crease, but really what they would use professionally in the bookmaking trade is something called a bone finder folder. Or we can use...
A bone finder
a
folder.
A bone finder, yeah, which is no longer made out of bone.
I know you two are arty types, but, you know, there comes a time.
But what you can use instead, if you can't get a bone finder, you can use, like a credit card or a library card.
Again, you see,
like
second on the list of things I'm not allowed, sharp things and credit cards. We're going through them that, right? Okay, so that's a nice audible experience there. You can probably hear that at home. Doing that, excellent. I better give you your credit card back.
No, you keep it.
Oh, I've got to keep it, right.
It's only my library card.
Oh, well, that's all right, yeah.
So
seems to have a picture of Carlos the Jackal on it, but there we are.
So that gives you like a really clean crease, and you can fold that both ways to get this kind of Christmas.
I've got you.
Which you'd normally associate with like a professionally folded, printed leaflet.
Indeed. Right, okay, I've done that.
Cool. So once you've done that, what you then need to do is you need to fold it one more time. So you're folding these two outside parts into the middle.
The outside edges into the centre.
Okay, you got it.
Oh,
cool.
Dear. I don't think, did Valerie Singleton ever have this trouble, do you think? I'll probably, I don't know. Right, there we go. Let's fold that one over there. Right, okay.
She had dogs as well,
yeah. Never worked with children and animals, they say. Or art teachers.
Yeah.
Or pop stars. We're in the wrong game.
Cool. Now, once you've got that, if I show you this example here, one I made earlier.
Excellent. Yeah, nice.
All you need to do now is open it out and make one slit over these two joining panels in the middle.
Here we go, listeners. The rather sharp knife is coming out.
He's got his fingers near the knife there.
Get the QA on the line.
Yes.
Here we go. It's not that precise. It's not the most... Oh, blimey. Look at my hand shaking with the blade. There we are, look.
Okay.
Oh. Right, I've done that. Look at that.
Right, cool. Now, you will find the first time you fold it, it's going to give a little bit against the way you want it to go, but it will get there. So basically, what you're doing is you're kind of creating that kind of diamond shape in the middle.
Oh, yeah, okay, right.
Okay, and then if you sort of...
This is an origami moment.
We're having an origami moment.
Okay, so you've got that diamond shape in the middle.
He's made a lampshade.
I've got a diamond shape
you're almost
in the middle.
There. And then these little bits will give if you fold them in more.
Right, I'll fold them in more. This is like a driving lesson, isn't it? But with paper.
You're getting there.
I'm getting there. Look, and that bit there.
It's not
Do all your students have this trouble? There we are, look, beautiful.
Cool. Now then, if you fold that into the middle like that, so you get kind of like two sided.
Oh, yeah. I see what you've done there.
Cool. And then you can choose which side you want to be your front.
Oh, look.
Come back to it with the credit card.
Come back to the credit card. Whoa,
smooth down the edges.
You've done it.
I think, get me a pen, I'll write my resignation letter now. This is my new day job. Here we go, right? Oh, look at that.
There you go.
A beautiful book.
Your first 8-page leaflet.
Well, I don't quite know what to say, but thank you very much for leading me through that process.
You're welcome, James. Dealt with like a pro.
Excellent.
If you leave it white, you could claim it's after Dickens and call it Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah. Halloween white. That's a lovely colour.
I could mention something about the Badger Press as well, if you want, James.
About the what? The Badger Press?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Let me just find it.
Look at that, look.
The Badger Press? That's an unfortunate name at the moment, isn't it? That'll be cold.
Hard-pressed.
If you're interested in learning more about that kind of thing, the Badger Press and Bishop's Waltham, it's a printmaking studio, has... bookmaking weekends regularly, and I believe there's some scheduled for this autumn.
Excellent. We'll put some details on the blog.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just www.badgerpress.org, something like that.
Brilliant.